Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. You are our shepherd. You are our Lord. And, of course, Shabaka, we shall not want. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us. In Jesus' name, I bless you today, Lord God. I honor you, King. I honor you as Lord. I honor you as the Almighty Father, Almighty Shepherd. Have your way this morning, O God. Have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Almighty. You are Lord. You are King. You are the soon coming King. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Oh, God, your word is holy. Your word is mighty. Your word is awesome. Oh, God, your word is powerful. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves. We cover our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround us and protect us. Protect our lives from destruction, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be our covering and protect our backs. In the name of Jesus, hold us up, oh, God, and we will be safe. Oh, God, I thank you that the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into that strong tower and we are safe in you, Father God. Lord, we thank you that you make us to dwell in safety. Oh, Lord God, set us in safety from those who puff at us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are dwelling in a land of safety. Oh, God, your holy angels are, thank you for protecting us all around us, oh, God. Lead us in safety, oh, God, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing this morning. Let us lie down and rest in safety. Oh, God, we dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Be our covert from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest. Cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand, O God. Cover us with your feathers, O God. O Father God, be our defense and our refuge. What a mighty God you are. Defend us and deliver us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory be our defense, O God. Defend us from those who rise up against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you are a shield and our hiding place. Surround us, O God, with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield, O God. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. O God, in the name of Jesus, you are a shield and exciting and exceeding great reward. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are a shield. O God, you are the shield that we need. You are a strong tower from the enemy. Oh, God, you are the one who set us in safety and in peace. We are at peace, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you this morning for Bible Storyland. We lift up every family member, every participant, those that represent, that we represent. Oh, God, you are holy. You are righteous King. You are mighty God. No God is greater. No God is holier than you, our King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. And we shall not want. Oh, God, we thank you for mercy this morning. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, that your name is great. Your name is great in the heavens. Your name is great in the earth. You are God, a righteous King, Almighty Father. You are Almighty God. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. And we call on your name this morning. Oh, God, we lift up the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. Your name is magnificent. Your name is holy. Your name is great in the heavens. Your name is great in the earth. Have your way in us like never before. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do this morning on Bible Storyland. We surrender our way of thinking, our way of behaving. We surrender all that to you. We lean to your understanding, oh God. You are all wise, all knowing. Have your way in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, this morning, we have with us Karen Attell. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
Is it raining in Houston?
Oh, yes, and we're watching something, some mess, so I need you to pray it away.
Okay. What you watching for again?
Is a tropical mass that they're hoping will not show up around here.
Amen. Well, we just thank the Lord that it will move on out of there. All right. Let me pray for that, and then you can play a song of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, you are almighty. You spoke to the wind and the rain, and you said, "Ooh, stop in the name of Jesus." You said, "Be still, oh God, in the name of Jesus." And the winds and the rains obeyed your will. And you said we could do greater things in you, oh God. So we speak to the tropical mass and we say, "Be dissolved in the name of Jesus." No weapon that is formed against Houston, Texas will prosper. We thank you for safety. We thank you for peace. But, Lord, we're asking that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Protect your people there. Oh, God, the children, the families, oh, God. Oh, God, the pets, oh, God. Give them plenty of food, protection, safety. Oh, Lord, let them run into your ark of safety and be safe. Be protected in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bind up drop calls right now. We say not another call will drop in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Karen. What you going to play,
Karen?
I'm
going to do the song called Shout to the Lord.
Okay, Shout to the Lord. Amen. Lord, this morning, praise and glory and thanksgiving. Shout unto the Lord, He mighty. Oh, thank you so much, Karen. Beautiful music. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Even the dog was singing with you. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are praising the Lord more than ever before. We are giving him glory and thanksgiving. This is the day that he's made. We are rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. As you know, it is family day. We love families. The Lord loves families. He created fathers and mothers and children, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins. Oh, yes, he did. What a mighty God. And he blew his very breath into all of us. And we are living souls today. So I thank the Lord. You know, we hear the news on the TV, but we are publishers of good news. We are not publishers of what the media put out. We are publishers of good news. The media put out the negative, but we put out the good news of Jesus Christ. The TV, the internet, different forms of media are publishing bad negative news. But the children of the Most High know that according to God's word is not what it looks like. Psalms 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war shall rise against us, in this will we be confident." In this will we be confident. "One thing have we desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us, and he shall set us up upon a rock. And now our head shall be lifted up above our enemies round about us. Therefore will we offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We will sing, yea, we will sing praises to the Lord. Yea, we will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy also upon us and answer us, O Lord." Oh, we thank you for the answers that you're giving us on a daily basis. When thou said to us, "Seek my face," our heart said unto thee, "Thy face, Lord, will we seek." Oh, Father, we are seeking your face. Hide us not. Hide not your face from us. Put not your servants, us, away in anger. You have been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. When our father and our mother forsake us, when the Lord take us up, teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Deliver us not over to the will of our enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against us, and such as breathe out cruelty. We have fainted unless we have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait on the Lord. Now, you know, one thing that children don't like, and they don't like to wait, but we have to train our children to wait. You know, they're like, "Mama, right now, right now, right now." They want everything right now. And they want it Burger King's way. You know, they want it their way. But we got to teach them to wait while they're young. You know, when you're driving in and out of traffic, sometimes you got to wait for the other person to come from the right and get into the traffic. We can't just speed up and cut them off. We got to wait. We got to wait. We got to be kind and courteous like our Lord. He drew us with love and kindness. So we got to wait. Sometimes we got to wait. One thing we as children of the Most High desire of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we dwell in the house of the Lord all of our lives. Why? To behold his beauty. He's most beautiful. God is most beautiful. We have never seen God, but I tell you, the Word talks about His beauty. And we believe the Word, how beautiful our Father is. He is most beautiful. Even the angels bow down and worship Him at His beauty. Oh, they bow down and they worship Him. Now, you know what, God is faithful? Yes, He is so faithful. We inquire into His temple. And when we're in trouble, He hides us in His pavilion. He hides us in the secret of His tabernacle. And then He sets us upon a rock. He's so awesome. He's so mighty. He has a great plan. We be scuffling trying to figure it out. And it's already laid out in front of us. The B-I-B-L-E. All we got to do is open it up and say, Lord, I need help in this area. Lord, help me. Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. God is our divine refuge. He's our hiding place, and He's our spiritual foundation. Now, you know, we have all kinds of foundations, educational foundations, medical foundations, children foundation, elderly foundation. We got all kinds of foundations. But we need a spiritual foundation, that everlasting foundation that will never be destroyed. You know, He's our security. We have security in Him. We run into His presence and we are safe. He's our light. He's the light of the world. You know, in a dark place, the world is turning dark. The world is turning dark, but He's the light, the everlasting light. And He shines His light on the darkness and it flees. God will teach us His way and He will lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Don't you know He's going to hide you in the day of battle? We will wait on the Lord and we will be of good courage, and He's strengthening our hearts daily. He's teaching us not to fear. He's teaching us to wait. And we have to wait, and then we got to wait some more. And then we got to wait some more. That's the ways of the Lord. That's how He teaches us patience. You know, I stopped praying for patience, and I thank the Lord for patience. I said, Lord, I thank You for patience. Because every time I pray for patience, oh, my God, all kind of stuff start happening that make me patient. And I don't like the stuff that happens because, you know, when you pray for patience, oh, my God, you're going to go through trial. That trial is going to teach you patience. Then the next trial coming, patience coming, trial, patience coming, trial, patience coming, trial, patience coming. And I say, Lord, I thank You for patience. I thank You for teaching me to wait on You. Hosea 12 and 6 says, therefore, turn to thy God. You know, you got to have a God that you could call on. You got to have a God that you could trust in. You got to have a God that you know His name. But most of all, you got to have a God that know your name. Dead gods don't know your name. Our God is alive and holy. He is a great God. He is a holy God. Yes, He is. So we got to shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord our God. We got to keep mercy and judgment and wait on thy God continually. Let's honor our God with songs of praise and exhortation this morning. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed this morning.
Amen. You certainly are.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, praising the Lord, thanking Him for His goodness and everything that He's doing. He's a mighty God.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Through It All.
Amen. Through It All. Go right ahead.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. I've been lots of places, And I've seen so many faces, yet there have been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains. I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. He let me know what faith in God could do. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Hallelujah, through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Hallelujah, through it all. Yes, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. I've learned to depend upon his word. I've learned to depend upon his word.
Amen, amen. Through it all, through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Now, you know, at one time we were unwise and we were trying to trust in ourselves or in our parents or in some human being. We were trying to trust in the boss to give us the job, but through it all, we stopped leaning on our understanding. We started trusting in God, faith in God, depending on his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Donna. Awesome, awesome song. Hallelujah. We're thanking the Lord for you. Well, is it sunshine in Paducah this morning?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We don't have any rain. It's been awfully hot this week, 95 yesterday.
Wow. Well, it's been a little cool at night. It dropped down in the 70s at night, but then in the day it's in the 90s. So I thank the Lord for the weather. Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, continuing along, we have Jackie Travis with us. Minister Donna's cousin, they grew up together. You know, family, it's family day. And we have a lot grateful for our families this morning. Jackie Travis, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, cousins. It's all a Bible story land family.
Good morning.
We're doing good over here.
Amen.
Yep, Rev got out of the hospital. He's back home, and he's with his son. And he's now stay with his son for a while until we can get him straightened out, I guess, to a different place. But just keep continue to pray for him and pray for Miss Annie Wilson.
Okay.
All of my seniors need him. Miss Henry's still in New York.
All right.
He's up there preaching the gospel, giving them to him straight, so they don't know. It's not a joke. This is for real.
Mm-hmm.
But she was safe up there in Brooklyn. She said she's going to Brooklyn to holler about the old Lord. She's going all over.
I hear you.
Be careful because they're not ready for a little ball of fire like you. Be careful.
Amen. God will take care of her.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And my cousins, and my sisters,
yes,
and my nieces, and my nephews. Pray for all of my family, please, and my children, and my husband.
Amen. We got you covered.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing, I love Jesus, he's my Savior. I love Jesus, he's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, he loves me. I love Jesus, he's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, and he loves me. Cause I love the Lord, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Cause he has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so very, been so very good, so good, so good, so good, so good. He has been so good to me. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I have everlasting life. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I've got it. Everlasting life. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I everlasting life. Everlasting life. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I. Everlasting life, cause I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Cause he has been so good to me. Amen.
Amen, amen. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. You know God has been so good to us. Thank you, Jackie. He's been so good. Better than good. Better than good.
Yes. Let me say one more thing. Francis wanted me to tell you all, thank you for praying for her daughter. She's out of jail, and she's doing okay. So I thank y'all for praying for her and her family in a time of need. Thank you.
Well, we thank the Lord and tell Francis to come on with us anytime. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, we're praising the Lord this morning. We're thanking him for all that he's doing. Oh, through it all, we're thanking him. We're shouting unto the Lord through it all. And we love the Lord, and we're not going to take it back. Well, Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise this morning. What are you going to play for us, Karen? Karen, you there? All right, she may have stepped away from the phone for a minute, but she'll be back.
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes it switches over, sometimes it doesn't. And my apologies.
No problem.
This is the day, is what I want to do.
This is the day the Lord has made?
My friend.
Okay.
Go.
Amen. This is the day that our Father has made. He made this day. Thank you, Karen. He made this day, and we are rejoicing in it. You know, some people are sorrowful. They are moaning and groaning and complaining. Why didn't God do this? They are upset about something, but we are rejoicing that God gave us this day. And we are thankful that God gave us this day. And we can rejoice in it. Yes, we are so grateful. We're shouting to the Lord, and we are trusting in Him through everything we go through. And, of course, we love the Lord. He's our strength, and He loves us so much as well. Well, we'll continue with praise this morning, and we are thanking the Lord for Minister Stacy and her girls. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. The girls with you?
No. Well, they are. They're not awake.
Okay. Well, that's okay. It's vacation time. Let them sleep.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good to be on your show, Sister G. Amen.
Good to have you.
Yes, I'm happy. Hallelujah. God is good. Just celebrated 23 years of marriage. Thank God for it.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Thank the Lord. 23
Amen.
Years. Hallelujah. We're
yes.
praising the Lord for you.
Amen. God is good.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is. I'm going to sing for you this morning a little bit of My Redeemer.
Okay.
I know My Redeemer lives. I know My Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Life within me cries, and I know My Redeemer lives. And I know My Redeemer, My Redeemer lives. I know My Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Life within me cries, and I know My Redeemer lives. And I know My Redeemer, He lives. And I know My Redeemer, My Redeemer lives. And I know My Redeemer lives. And I know My Redeemer. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I know My Redeemer lives. Yes, He lives in me. What a mighty great God our Redeemer is. He redeemed us out the hand of the enemy. You know, we were in the darkness, and He snatched us out of the hand of the enemy and put us in His almighty palm. What a great Redeemer we have. Oh, my God. He's awesome in all His ways. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing because our Redeemer, He lives. He lives, He lives, and He lives forevermore. And we love our Redeemer, and we won't take it back. Oh, no, we're not going to take it back. We love our Redeemer. We're continually rejoicing and praising Him through it all. Through it all, we love our Redeemer. He is a great God. He's a mighty King. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. I can't begin to tell you how mighty is our God. It would take me lifetimes to tell you how mighty is our God. And that still wouldn't be enough to tell you how mighty our God is, how awesome and how powerful. He is a great Redeemer, and He lives forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, you know, families of the world, all over the world, families need God. They need God like never before. Oh, families need God. It's all kind of things going on in families. Some family members are going through trials, tribulations. So this morning we have Minister Donna Hawkins. She's going to pray for families this morning. You there, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come before we ask you for anything, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the precious families that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our parents, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping our families safe and secure, Lord. Now, Lord, there may be families today who are going through things, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you are able to bring them through. And when they come through on the other side, Lord, they will have a testimony. They'll be able to witness to other families to let them know that they, too, can make it. Father, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, today we're asking a special blessing on all of the families, Lord. Lord, we're asking you to bless all of the families. Keep the families together. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we know that you love the families, Lord. Lord, we know that you instituted marriage, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you meant for husbands and wives to love each other. Lord, we know that you meant for husbands and wives and mothers and fathers to love their children, Lord, and to bring them up in a way that's pleasing unto you. Your word says that we should train up our children in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask a special blessing on every parent, Lord, that the parents will be godly parents, Lord, that they will fear you, honor you, respect you, Lord, respect you enough to honor those children that you have given to them, Lord. Lord, we do know that children are a gift from heaven, Lord. So we thank you for the precious gifts that you have given to us, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you help us to be faithful stewards over our children, Lord. Lord, we know that you have only loaned them for us for a little while. And while they're in our care, Lord, Lord, we ask you to help us to raise the children the way that you would have us to raise them, Lord. Lord, we're thankful today. We're thankful for our homes, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for what you have done for us, Lord. But more than that, we're thankful that your son Jesus came, hung, bled, and died out on Calvary's cross so that all of us would have a right to the tree of life, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for what you did for the families, Lord. And, Lord, we know that one of these old days, by and by, there's going to be a great reunion, Lord. Some of us have family members who are on the other side. But we know that one day, Lord, that reunion will take place, Lord, where we will all be together one more time, Lord, where there will always be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye, where every month will be the month of May. We thank you, Lord, and we're looking forward to that time, Lord, because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, and it hasn't even entered into the hearts of men the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We love you, Lord, and we are so mighty thankful this morning. Oh, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you, Lord, enough for what you've done for our families, Lord. Lord, continue to bless us, continue to keep us, continue to grow us in your way, Lord, in your will, Lord. We love you, and we thank you for this awesome privilege to call on your holy name. We love you, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thank you, Minister Donna, for that awesome prayer for families, acknowledging our Lord as the creator of families, and just thanking him and giving him praise. Hallelujah. What an awesome prayer. Thank you so much. The grass wither, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Today the word of God that you hear from our speaker shall stand forever. Listen to the word this morning and allow it to be written on the tables of your heart that you may obey God, that you will not sin against our God. This morning, our speaker will be introduced by Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky.
Thank you, Minister G. Our presenter today is Deacon Henderson Hawkins, Jr. He's my husband. On the 21st of this month, we would have been married 35 years,
And I thank God for him. I thank God for the kind of man that he is. I've known him since I was 9 years old. Our fathers worked together at TVA, and they were good friends, and our moms were friends. So I thank God that he joined us together. And we know that what God has joined together, no man can put asunder. My husband is a faithful man. He's been employed by Sears and Company for, it will be 43 years in October. He's faithful. You can depend on him. He is past chairman of the board of deacons at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah. He sang in the male chorus. He drove the church van. He taught Sunday school. Anything and everything that he has been called on to do at church, he has done. As a matter of fact, he's chairperson. He is the deacon in charge of our pastor's 14th pastoral anniversary, and that celebration is going to be held tomorrow. And my husband's done an awesome job in planning the service for tomorrow. So my husband's just a giving man. He is the father of one son. Our son's name is Henderson. We have a daughter-in-law, Katisa. We have two grandsons, Jordan and Jaden. We have a host of nieces and nephews. We had a great niece who was just born on my father-in-law's birthday on May 7th. Victoria Danielle Stoner was born. And so we're just thankful that the Lord is continuing to keep our family together. My husband's mother, Martha Hawkins, is still living. She's 86 years old and a blessing to our family. My husband had four brothers and one sister. His sister and two of his brothers are in heaven with the Lord. He still has two brothers who are still living. But my husband has been a beacon in the family. He's just been an inspiration to all. He serves as chaplain at Baptist Health here in Paducah. He is so faithful. He goes to the hospital and prays for the sick every morning before he goes to work. So he has put in more volunteer hours than a lot of people who are retired who are doing nothing else. So I'm just thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for the way the Lord has blessed him, and I'm thankful that the Lord continues to bless him and continues to grow him in his word and in his way. So I won't say any more about my husband. I know you can tell that I love him, and I'm thankful for him. But this is my husband, Minister G. This is my husband, Henderson Hawkins, Jr.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna. Good morning, Minister Henderson. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you.
God bless you. We are so grateful that you came on with us, I tell you. I thank God that Minister Hawkins and his wife, Minister Donna Hawkins, came to Jacksonville a few months ago, and I was so blessed to be with them. I got to have time with y'all. So we did spend time together, and I praise the Lord for them. They are just love, love, love. They're just love. They just love people. And I thank God that they were loving on me while they were here. So I thank God for you all being on. You are such a blessing on Bible Storyland. Most of the time, Minister Henderson Hawkins is listening. But I thank God today he is the speaker. So let God have his way.
God bless you. Our scripture today will be coming from 2 Samuel 9th chapter, starting at verse 1, and it says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they called upon him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan yet has a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir and of Ammiel in Lodabar. Then the king David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir and the son of Ammiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell upon his face, and he did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth? And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan's, thy father's sake, and restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed down, and he said, What is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon him such as a dead dog as I am? Then the king said unto Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and all to his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring forth in the fruits thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And then Ziba said unto the king, according to all that my lord king has commanded his servants, so shall thy servants do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet. You know, it's a blessing, but let me say a word of prayer, please. Our Father God, we come before you today just to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for being God all by yourself, knowing that we can call upon you, that you will answer. But Lord, you have been faithful to us today, O Lord, and we just want to say thank you for families, Lord. Thank you for mothers and fathers and children and grandchildren, Lord, and grandparents, Lord. We just thank you for being who you are. We love you. We know we can't make it without you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you know, Mephibosheth didn't know that David and Jonathan had a covenant years ago, that they were the dearest friends. In fact, Jonathan was so loyal to each other, they made a covenant together that no matter what happened, they would always look after each other's family. Well, Mephibosheth's life had started out great. His father was a prince, who was Jonathan. His grandfather was King Saul, the first king of Israel. He was royalty. He had royalty with many privileges. But back then, he had a royal name. It was Baal, which means opponent of Baal or conqueror of Baal, because Baal was a pagan god. Now, his name now was different. It was changed to Mephibosheth, which means son of shame. His name was changed all because of what happened many years ago. And his nurse dropped him when they found out that Jonathan and Saul had died. So the nurse picked him up, but he fell. And when he fell, he was lame. And he wasn't able to walk or anything. So now he was at a low place. And, you know, because he was defeated, he's always been talked about as being defeated and disabled. Now, back then, the kings, when they conquered someone, they always killed the family of the one they conquered. And you know what? That's the same as today. You know, when Adam fell, Satan came to kill and destroy. And that's what he's been doing to our families ever since. So we have a rivalry with Satan, so we have to be on our post all the time. Now, you know, sometimes, like Mephibosheth, we're all crippled by falls. There's so many things that cause us to fall. It could be loved ones, it could be friends, it could be family, it could even be church members. Oh, yes, church members can cause us to fall as well, too. But, you know, that nurse that was trying to get him away from that danger, you know, she didn't know what was going on, but, you know, he faced the consequences of that thing, and we have to be that with our children. We have to be careful, you know. But, you know, we can be at the mercy of anyone, but we have to keep on going and keep on going. But you know what? Morally speaking, we cannot live up to the perfect standards of God. Physically speaking, we all face pain, sickness, and death. Spiritually speaking, we cannot make ourselves righteous enough to approach God. So we have the same basic problem that Mephibosheth had. He was crippled, and so are we. We are crippled when it comes to pleasing God on the basis of our own deeds. But the good news is, Mephibosheth, we are sought by the king. King David said, is there not someone in the house of Saul on whom I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba said, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. But you know what? The king answered, there is a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet. But you know, Mephibosheth didn't look for the king. The king searched for him. He was only 5 years old when he fled the palace, and he didn't even know David. But now David has made known to Mephibosheth, just like God has revealed himself to us. As King David went out his way to seek his lost son so much that he sought him out, not for bad, but for good. In the same way, Jesus has come into the world seeking those who were not seeking him. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. But as a general rule, people do not seek after God, mainly because they don't know who he is. He is who and how he can be found. We may know that there is a God, but we really don't know him until he makes himself known to us. God is not the one who is lost. We're the ones that are lost. Mephibosheth, who was sought by the king, we have been found in a far country. David asked a servant named Ziba to come out to find him. And, you know, that Ziba is almost like a foreshadow of the Holy Spirit. You know, when God sent his word out, he sends his spirit out to search us out. And Ziba went out to find Mephibosheth. Now, he explained that Mephibosheth was hiding in a country called Lodabar. And Lodabar was a city east of the Jordan River. But it was a whole area in a barren wasteland land. And the meaning of Lodabar is a place of no bread or a place of no communication. And that's the way some of us are. We're hiding in a desolate place. We're hiding in the place that we're separated from God with no bread or no communications or no word. But then came Jesus, who's the bread of life. He took our desolate place so that we could have nourishment and life. God took the initiative to find us. And then we found that word. In the parable Jesus told about the lost sheep, the good shepherd had 99 healthy sheep in the safety of the fold, but he scrounged the countryside all night looking for one wayward lost lamb. That's how God looks for lost sinners. Mephibosheth was sought by the king and in a far country, and so are we. Mephibosheth was saved for another's sake. David said unto him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for your father's sake." But you know, Mephibosheth, you know, he felt that he said to David, "You know, but I'm nothing but a dead dog." But you know what? He wasn't. Not to the king, because you know what? Some of us feel that way sometimes, but we don't have to. But you know, we have to keep on going and keep on doing, because God loves us so much. But you know, David loved Mephibosheth from the very beginning, but not for his own sake, but not for anything he had done to deserve, but for Jonathan's sake. And you know what? God wants us to sit at the table. And, you know, and sometimes, even though we're at the table, we can be sitting there, but underneath the table, there's hidden infirmities that we have. We have things that we can't seem to handle. And, you know, we even as church people, they hold us at a higher standard sometimes, but we have infirmities, that things that pain, suffering, and so forth. And everybody's not always healed. If you even think about Paul, you know, there was a thorn in his flesh. But what did God say? "My grace is sufficient." And that's the way it is with us. He loves us just the same. He loves us for his son's sake. We don't have to earn his love. We already have his love. God's love was given freely in the name of his son, Jesus. He predestined us for the adoption through Jesus Christ in accordance to his pleasure and his will. And you know what? We can just be grateful that God has blessed us to be and to do all that we do. But sometimes we as parents, we can't drop our children. And we've dropped them in so many ways. Sometimes we don't take them to church. We've dropped them. We don't love them enough. We've dropped them. We don't tell them that we love them. We've dropped them. We just have to keep on going, because God has blessed us. You know, and sometimes when we're dropped and so forth, we're not known by our original name. Sometimes they tell us, "Oh, that was that foolish child. That was that wayward child. That was that dopehead. You know, that was that sinner." But you know what? Sometimes we are just known for our condition, our predicaments, and our actions. But you got to remember, your position can overcome your condition. And that's the way it is with us. God has loved us so much that he gave his son, that we can be a son from the royal king. And we don't live up to our kingship. Sometimes we forget who we are and who we belong to. He loves us so much, but we have to tell others about his grace and about his mercy. God has blessed us so, and God will keep us so. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, my God. What a word. What a word. Oh, I thank you that Minister Henderson Hawkins is full of the word. Full of the word. No wonder his wife is full of the word. It seems like they sit down 24/7 and study the word together. They're both full of the word. So I thank the Lord for family. Thank you so much, Minister Henderson Hawkins, for that powerful word. That message was awesome. It was so power packed. I mean, he covered everything he could concerning 2 Samuel 9, 1 through 13 about David and Mephibosheth. Oh, my God, my tongue's getting twisted up. Mephibosheth. And I thank the Lord for that message. Because, you know, so he talked about, you know, how this particular son of Jonathan was disabled. And he said, sometimes we're disabled, but, you know, we can depend upon God in our disablement and he will make us whole. So I thank God, you know, for the word. He talked about Lodabar, a place that's separated from God. But the king comes looking for us, like the king went looking for Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son. So we thank God for that powerful word. Oh, my God, what a word, what a word, what a word. 2 Samuel 9, 1 through 13. Don't forget, write notes, take notes, study the word when it's given on Bible Storyland. Go back and read that story. It is power-packed, and he packed a power-packing message on Bible Storyland today. So we give you a hand clap of praise, and we thank God for you, Minister Henderson Hawkins. And I tell you what, when your wife introduced you, I'm like, oh, my God, does he ever rest? You are always working on the battlefield for the Lord, going to the hospital early in the morning, then working a full-time job, and you all are getting ready to celebrate your wedding anniversary. Oh, my God, what a great, great, great couple you all are. We thank God for you on Bible Storyland. Well, you know what? Salvation is free to us, but Jesus paid the price for our salvation. Yes, he did. He paid the price with his own life so we could have eternal life. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only begotten son. Jesus died for you. He died for me. He died for the babies. He died for the children. He died for the families. Jesus died. He gave his life. And Romans 10:9-10 says, if every person would confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we got to say with our mouths. We can't just think it in our head. We got to confess it with our mouth. Out loud, we got to say, Lord, I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and I want to be saved. And we believe unto righteousness, and we'll confess with our mouth that we believe in the Lord Jesus. God raised him up the third day, and we got to say it with our mouth, and we make that great confession. We will be saved. And then we'll be in the kingdom of the Most High God. And then sometimes the devil comes to steal, kill, and rob us. But the Most High God, the one who came looking for us, the one who gave us salvation with his loving kindness, he drew us. He hides us under the shadow of his wings. He keeps us. He protects us. He provides for us. That great God, Lord God Almighty, he's the one. And you know what? We got to hold on to God's unchanging name. It's a race. We're in a race for God. We got to race. We got to run to the end. We can't stop on the course. We got to keep on pushing and keep on pressing. But we can't do it on our own. We got to call on God, the mighty God, and he will sustain us. He'll see us through the finish line. And we can raise our hands and begin to even praise him more and more. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the victory. Now, look here. We can't conform to the world's ways. That's the way of sin. We don't want to go that dark way. The world is full of sin. Look around you. Listen to the news. Look in your neighborhood. Listen to the fire engine. Listen to the police. It seems like the sirens are getting more and more. More and more things are happening. You know, but we can't backslide. We got to renew our minds by reading and studying the word daily. And we got to press forth. We got to press our way into God's presence. You could tell that the Hawkins family stay in the presence of God. With the word that they have on the inside of them, they stay in the presence of the Most High God. They're calling on his name like never before. So we are thanking God. Now, we got to tell of the goodness of the Lord this morning. I know somebody on here got a testimony. Testimony about how great God has been good to us. How he has been so good. And he's good. I mean, you know, for lack of better words, he's good, he's great, he's mighty, he's holy, he's faithful, he's loyal, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, he's almighty, nothing is impossible to him. So I know somebody got a testimony about the goodness of the Lord, so press 1 so we can hear your testimony.
Sister G?
Yes.
Man, good morning. Y'all have a testimony? God is good. God has been turning everything around. And my pastor was preaching about, I saw a message we were saying about how God has changed things in one day. Before you know, you be out of it. And God's changed it around. While I was doing a lot of driving, God is changing it. God bless my husband with someone to take him to work and bring him home, no charge. And God just been giving me rest, gave me a month off from school. He just gave it. And I had so much time to get to work the other morning. I was like, what time is it? It seemed like time was just held back for me. And I just praise God. God is good. And I just bless him. He's so good. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Testimony time. Oh, that was an awesome testimony about the goodness of the Lord. Anybody else? Testimony. Let's see. I saw Bishop David Bryan on here a few minutes ago. Let's see. He may have a testimony. Let me see if he's still here somewhere. Bishop David Bryan. He was here a few minutes ago. I know we have Minister Seward. Susie Seward on with us this morning. Maybe she may have a testimony. Good morning, Minister Seward. How are you?
I'm blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. I bless the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, I was just listening at the word, and I tell you, it blessed me. I tell you, I give honor to God, for he is good.
Yes, he is.
But I tell you, I bless the Lord for you and for the radio station, and I just glorify God for even allowing me to be a part of it. It has really been a blessing to me, and not only to me, but to many more. If they can just open up and receive, it's just a tremendous blessing. So I give honor and glory to God for everything that he's doing, that he planned to do, and that he has already done. I just bless the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony. Anybody else? Testimony time. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I have a testimony. This is Jackie.
Okay.
That was the first time I ever heard my cousin-in-law, I guess it's my cousin's husband, ever preach, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. It was good. But I have a testimony that something that happened, it was real good. Last week, my State Farm, I haven't been working much because Rev has been out in the hospital. My other lady, she's been in the hospital, so it's been kind of slow. But anyway, I just say, Lord, I'm just not going to worry about it because I know you'll take care of everything. You always do. So anyway, I was working at one of my little ladies' house, and State Farm called and said, Ms. Travis, we're going to have your insurance hasn't been paid. We're going to have to cancel your insurance. I said, I thought I made a payment. She said, no, it's not due. She said, you haven't made a payment. I said, I thought I had bought you a check and bought it up. She said, no. She said, it's $100. She said, I said, well, how much is it? She said, it's $289. I said, well, I don't have it right now. I said, let me see what I can do. Let me talk to my husband or whatever and try to do what I can do. So I got off the phone and I was talking to my little ladies and everything. So I said, Lord, you know what? I don't have this $289 to reinstate my insurance. I said, Lord, I'm going to have to let you handle this. So it wasn't 5 minutes. The lady called me back, and she said, oh, Ms. Travis, I'm so sorry. I see where you're about to check in. I said, Lord, you work faster than I could ever think before it could get out of my mouth. The Lord had already turned the situation around, so I thank God that long as I didn't get weary and I didn't get worried, that he worked everything out, and that's the way I like to think about it, and it's the way I try to do things. Now, not worry about everything, but let the Lord handle it, and I won't have to worry about getting my blood pressure up.
or getting worried or getting weary or thinking, God, you're not with me and all of that, and I just thank God for that. So I thank him that he's working in my life, Lord. I thank him so much. And that's my testimony.
Amen. Thank you, Jackie. That was awesome. Yes, he is. He's so mighty. You know what? I tell you what, he works miracles in our lives, and we just take some of those things for granted, but they are actually miracles. That was a miracle.
Yes, it was. I so appreciated it. I was so happy.
I know you were. As the song says, shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord, all ye mighty. So we are thanking the Lord this morning. I thank God for each of you being on. Well, it is prayer time. It's prayer time on Bible Storyland. And I'm going to ask the Hawkins family to join me in prayer, and we can pray together this morning. It's family day, so we're thanking God for the Hawkins family and the Travis family who are related. And all of us are related through God. We are all family on Bible Storyland. What a great family God gave us to be in. Oh, my God. He's so awesome. And whoever would have known that we'd all be together today on Bible Storyland, honoring the Father on Family Day. We honor the Father of Fathers. Next week, we're going to be honoring fathers on Family Day. So I thank God for each of you this morning. So it is prayer time. Press one. I got Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother, and Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, and she texted me about a family last night as well. Can you give me that family's name again, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am. It's the family of Mrs. Emma Abernathy. Emma Abernathy's daughter, Joyce, is Jackie's sister-in-law. Miss Emma died yesterday at 6 o'clock, so the family really needs prayer. The grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, they really need prayer. She was the matriarch of the family, so they're having a difficult time. And also Henderson's cousin from Minneapolis, her name is Celeste McLennan. She asked that we pray for her family, too, especially her daughter, Alicia, and the family.
Celeste who, McKinney?
McLennan.
McLennan. Okay. Okay. All right. So, Jackie, I know you said Annie Wilson, your family, your patients.
Sister G?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Pray for my sister Pam. She's home.
Amen.
She's home. She's home. I got a benefit for her. My cousin Pearl. Pray for her. She continue to pray for her, but she broke both her legs. She's in the rehab. But for her to be home and her strength in the Lord. And pray for my family as well and my son. His direction for school, that he gets in school. I mean, college. He's trying to get in the
Edward. Tell me his name again.
Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
Andrew Jr. I said, pray for my family. Just pray for our family that they come together. My mother's side that we come together. Just pray for just all families and anybody has any family that anybody that lost family member, like we lost Minister Lee. Pray for his family and hallelujah. Just continue to lift us up, the home and family, Minister Home.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Prayer request, press one.
And pray for my rent lady, Patrice. She had heart surgery.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press one. Don't want to leave anybody out who needs prayer. righty. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Minister Henderson and his wife to join me in prayer. I'm going to pray for the Hawkins family. Minister Henderson, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband and family, her daughters, and Miss Annie Wilson and her patients, and Minister Donna Henderson, Hawkins, could you pray for Minister Stacy? They're celebrating their 23 years of marriage. So I thank the Lord. And then she has family members that are not well, and her son in particular. Pray for direction and guidance and unity in the family. And Miss Petrie, her heart, strengthen her heart. All right, I'll start, and then Minister Henderson, if you could pray next. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the Hawkins family. We thank you for the unity, the strength, the love. Oh, God, I thank you that you love each one of them, oh, God. Oh, Father, you've been with them through the tough times, through the mountains, through the valley times. And I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins, Mother Henderson, Mother Newsom, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in this family. I thank you for strength and love and unity. And, Lord, I thank you that you promised that when we are old and gray, you will not forsake us. And I thank you that you have never forsaken Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, and the elderly members in their family. Continually strengthen them, oh, God. And, Lord, we lift up the Abernathy family. You know them. You even knew the things that would take place in the family before they were born. So we ask you for consolation. You are the great comforter in times of loss of family members, oh God. And Father, you know it's difficult. And Father, as the song say, trouble in my way. Oh God, I cry sometimes. But Lord, I know you're going to fix it for the Abernathy family. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the cousin Celeste, oh God, and I thank you for what you're doing in the McClemmons family. Oh, God, I ask you to bless them like never before. Move mountains. Oh, God, you are the God that you speak to the mountains, and they were moved. So we say, like you said, move mountains, move out of their lives. And we bless and honor you this morning. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Oh, God, we thank you for those who are on Bible Storyland this morning, for all that you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you for those who come on over the years. We lift up Brother David and his wife, Sister Donna, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all those who come on from time to time, and those who have been on this morning, those who had to go. We lift them up before you. We thank you for strength and unity in their families. We thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for providing, meeting every need. We thank you for saving all of our family members. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Father God, we come before your presence again, thanking you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us, Lord. We come before you, Lord, with just thankfulness in our hearts. Lord, we ask a special blessing upon Jackie, Travis, on Bobo, Davida, Janae, and the family, Lord, Sister Annie Wilson, and all the seniors and the sick and the shut-in. And, Lord, we know that you do all things well. And, Lord, we bind any pain or discomforts in their bodies. Be bound on earth, be bound in heaven. And that the blessings from heaven be loose upon them. For we know that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. But the chastisement of peace upon him. But by his stripes we are healed. We know that you're a great healer and a great physician, Lord. Lord, we say thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you need to sleep in a slumber, that you constantly listen to your children's prayer. Because, Lord, we know you're a prayer-hearing God. We can look back over our lives and see how you brought us a mighty long way. Lord, you've taken us through dangers seen and unseen, Lord, and you kept us where we couldn't keep ourselves. But right now, Lord, we ask you to just bless those families, and Lord, that's called upon the names, those that maybe couldn't even speak to say that they needed prayer, Lord. We ask you to bless them, that you keep them, that you protect them, that you give them what they stand in need of, Lord, that you keep them strong and keep them encouraged, Lord. And, Lord, that we can be a witness for you, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for being able to talk and to walk and to be able to speak, Lord, to just to be a just thankful, Lord. We love you. We know we can't make it without you. You've been so good to us, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Continue to keep us in your loving care. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to call on your holy name. Gracious Lord, I ask a special blessing on Minister Stacy, on her daughters Bianca and Jabria. Lord, I ask a special blessing on her husband, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the 23 years of marriage that you've given to them. Lord, I ask a special blessing on their son, Andrew. Ask that you give him direction. Give him guidance, Lord. Lord, I ask that he allow you to lead him because, Lord, we know that you are a mighty good leader. Father, I'm just praying for unity in the family, Lord. Lord, you know how to bring families together, Lord. So, Lord, we're just asking for a special touch from you that you will bless this family in a mighty way. Sister Minister Stacy is such a blessing to all of us. When her daughters sing, "Do you love Jesus way down in your heart?" It just reminds us, Lord, of the love that we have for you, and it reminds us, Lord, of the love that you have for us. So we thank you, Lord, for Minister Stacy, for the way she's raising her children, Lord, to honor and respect and obey you. We thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done in Minister Stacy, home and family, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless them and keep them in your care. It is in Jesus' name that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's coming up closing time on Bible Storyland, and I thank God for each of you. I love each of you, and you already know God loves you more. He loves you so much. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You have no idea of the depth of his love. He loves you so much. He has great plans for your life. Embrace God, embrace his plans, and you will excel and prosper, and you will have good success. Oh, I thank the Lord for you this morning. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, 9 a.m. It will be joyful praise day. We're going to honor fathers next week, as it'll be Sunday, will be Father's Day. So we thank the Lord, and we're going to ask Minister Henderson Hawkins to give us a closing prayer. I thank the Lord for you all this morning. May God bless you richly. Oh, my God, he loves you all so much. He loves me, he loves you, loves your families. Oh, my God, I thank God. I look forward to the great testimonies next week about what the Lord has done for you during the week, because he's going to do great things for each one of us. So, Minister Henderson Hawkins, if you'll close us out in prayer, and then Karen is going to play a closing song. I thank the Lord for each of you. I love you.
Our Father God, we come before you just to say thank you one more time. We love you, Lord. We know we can't make it without you. We thank you for Bible Storyland, Lord. We thank you for Minister G. We thank you for all the participants, all that have heard your word, Lord. Lord, we know that your word went out and it didn't come back void, for it accomplished what you wanted it to do. And, Lord, that someone would be able to know that you are God, that you are real. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that we could see another day, that we could rejoice, and we could tell someone about your grace and about your mercy. Let them know there's nothing too hard for our God. Continue to bless all under the sound of my voice. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.